From Washington, this is VOA News. Canadian Parliament reopens one day after shooting. U.S. continues air attacks on Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper pledged to boost the surveillance and detention powers of security forces a day after a gunman killed a soldier guarding a war memorial and raced through Parliament before being shot and killed. Addressing the House of Commons Thursday, just meters from where the gunman died, Mr. Harper said lawmakers would expedite new powers to counter the threat of radicals. The Prime Minister said the attacks were supposed to induce widespread panic among Canadians, but Mr. Harper said his country would be undaunted. Canada's Governor General David Johnston also spoke to the nation.
The violent acts carried out in our capital yesterday were deeply shocking and saddening. My wife, Sharon, and I and our delegation share this profound sense of sadness.
Canadian Governor General David Johnston. Lawmakers gave Parliamentary Sergeant-at-Arms Kevin Vickers a prolonged standing ovation Thursday, honoring him for killing the gunman and ending the rampage. The attacker is identified as 32-year-old Michael Zahaf Bibo, a recent convert to Islam who had a record of drug offenses and robbery. The West African nation of Mali is reporting its first case of Ebola. Mali's health minister says the patient is a 2-year-old girl who was brought to a hospital from neighboring Guinea, one of three countries in the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak. In New York City, a healthcare worker who just returned from West Africa was rushed to a hospital after complaining of a high fever and nausea. The medical aid group, Doctors Without Borders, says the patient worked in one of the countries affected by the Ebola outbreak. This is VOA News. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels have earmarked $31 million for further research aimed at developing Ebola virus vaccines and clinical trials. The allotment was approved Thursday. The U.S. continues its aerial bombardment against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. It launched 15 new attacks. The U.S. Central Command says it carried out 9 strikes in Iraq over the past day, with 4 of them destroying insurgent operations near the Mosul Dam and 3 others attacking militant positions south of Fallujah. The U.S. also hit 6 targets in Syria, 4 of them near Kobani, where the Islamic State and Kurdish fighters have been battling for control of the region just south of the Turkish border. The Libyan army spokesman is calling on young men in the capital, Tripoli, to rise up and help overthrow the Islamist militia coalition controlling the city. Edward Uranian reports.
Libyans gathered in the capital, Tripoli's iconic central square, to mark the 3rd anniversary of the fall of longtime strongman Muammar Gaddafi. Army spokesman Ahmed al-Misnari, in a TV broadcast, called for able-bodied men in the capital to rise up against the Islamist Fajr militia coalition, which has ruled the city since routing army forces in August. He says the Libyan army has implemented a plan to establish air cover for the operation as army forces try to retake Tripoli. He urges men of fighting age in the city to rise up with their weapons. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Ukraine's prime minister says Russia may try to disrupt elections Sunday in his homeland, saying he's ordered a full security mobilization to prevent what he calls possible terrorist attacks. Arseniy Yatsenyuk's comments came Thursday in a meeting in Kiev with top security chiefs and election monitors. Moscow did not respond. Polio is spreading in Pakistan, now accounting for 85% of worldwide victims. And Ayaz Gul has details.
The number of children paralyzed by the polio virus in Pakistan this year is the highest since 2000, when authorities recorded 199 cases. Aisha Farooq, who heads the Prime Minister's Special Polio Eradication Cell, says the government is approaching the problem with what she calls a war footing. Pakistan launched emergency polio eradication efforts in 1994. Over the next decade, the number of cases dropped from around 25,000 to just 28. But new infections still persisted and now are increasing, in part because Islamist militants have hampered vaccination campaigns. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The head of British retail giant Tesco says he'll be stepping down following the revelation of a $422 million accounting discrepancy. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.